Ladies and gentlemen, let us sing. You know, we've got as usual. Before we go, we need a short intro. I did say it was short.
Very nice. Who made it?
I did.
Oh, dude. Do me
one. I've got other ones that I did.
Very nice.
Okay, so we are back with chapter 83, the chapter of the cheater. Let's talk about Muhammad when he cheated on his wife. Okay, I'm going to switch screens. All right. Chapter 83, the cheaters. Woe to the cheaters. Those who, if they measure some people, they take it in full. And when they measure a wave for them, they cause them loss.
Wait a minute. What are we even talking about? Do you have a clue?
This is going to be talking about trading merchants. You know.
No, I'm sure this is war material here. This is what they want in war. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. All right. Four. Do they not think that they will surely be raised to a great day? Okay. Now, who's going to be raised? The cheaters or the ones that are being cheated on?
Woe to the cheaters, those who, if they measure from the people, they take it in full. So, yeah, it's still the cheaters. Do they not think they will surely be raised? Yeah. So.
Yeah, it says raised to a great day. I don't think that's a great day for them.
Well.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, if you're getting raised from the dead, it's got to be a good day.
Not if you know what's in store for you. All right, so today the people stand before the Lord of the world. Ooh, certainly not. What do you mean? Am I going to stand? Surely the book of the wicked, it will be sejin. What is that word? According to Osama, it's a non-Arabic word, either of Persian origin and the meaning clay tablet, or it's a word invented by Muhammad.
It could be simply a word invented.
So
I love it.
The pure Arabic Quran has words in it that nobody knows what they are. And what do you know about the sejin? What the sejin is? I have no clue, Allah. Are you going to tell me? Of course not. The written book. Okay, so something is...
It can't be the Quran.
Hey, he actually answered the question. He says,
what do you know about this? Wait, is this the first time he's answered a question?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. And we're in chapter 83, and we finally had a question answered?
Yeah.
Wow. That should be good.
We don't know which book he's talking about, because, I mean, we have 124 messengers / prophets.
Do you know what the sejin is? Okay. Yeah, I guess I'd have to say we know it's a written book. That would be an answer. Holy cow. It is the first time in 83 chapters we've come to an answer to a question. Wow.
Let's move on to verse 10. Whoa.
What do you say about in Arabic, the word sejin means prison?
Well, then it's definitely not an Arabic word.
Yeah.
What is in the prison? What is in the prison?
Wow.
Woe on the day to the deniers, those who have denied the judgment day. And no one will deny it except every sinful transgressor. That's all of us here. When our verses are recited to him, he said, wait a minute. Okay, when our verses are recited to him, who's him? Who's reciting the verses to him? Because him is a singular person.
Well, those who have...
Muhammad, based on the second one, because it says, he said, the legends of the ancients. So, my guess is this verse is talking about when Muhammad recites the Quran to the people, they say, the legends of the ancients. So this verse is completely wrong.
Well, again, we're back to the standard Arabic as a second language problem where they mix up pronouns and plurals and singulars.
Because who's him? Excuse me. Like I said, clearly it's not Muhammad because I doubt Muhammad would say that this is, you know, that the legend of the ancients. Certainly not. Yet their hearts have been hardened by what they were earning. I'd like to know what these people were earning that made their hearts harden. Certainly not. And there we go again. Surely they will be banned from their Lord on that day. Then surely they will roast in hell.
Roasted
people.
Put them
on a pit and turn it.
Then it will be sent to them. So while you're in hell being roasted, somebody's going to tell you, this is what you were denying. This is what you were denying it.
Say it. Okay. This is what you... Wow.
Yeah. It was really bad.
Then it will be...
Okay.
Arabic as a third, fourth, or fifth language.
There we go. Certainly not. Surely the book of the righteous is in Ilium. Higher or upper chambers. Okay, so which one is it? Higher or upper chambers?
So this book that they know is written, I don't know why a book wouldn't be written, but this book is written and it's in an upper chamber. What does that have to do with anything that we've read?
Well, that word indeed is an upper, higher or upper chambers, a non-Arabic word of Hebrew origin. Then we got a fault because then verse 19 says, and what do you know what that Ilium is? And we get an answer. It's a written book, but how can it be a written book when it's it just means upper or higher chamber. So see, what does that word mean if it is indeed an Arabic word?
Ashun means that it means like the heights or the high place, you know.
Okay. So it can't be a book.
I see. Good. That's like...
Because Allah says it's a book.
There's a Sajin and an Ayun. It's like... I don't know what the Uma Adrak Ma Aliyun, and he's telling you that you don't realize what this is, you know.
Somebody's got a phone ringing.
What the Shabbat the Kalam Allah Mubin, you know, the words of Allah.
So this is also a book, even though the word is not really Arabic, and it means a higher chamber. So 21, witness by the nearest. What the hell does that mean?
What's witnessed? A book that was written is, that doesn't make, you're a witness. Witness to what? And what is by the nearest? You only get to witness it and if you're in the upper chamber is what that sounds like.
In the Arabic, it's katab marqum, which means a book that is like sealed or numbered, registered.
Always got a library. He's got the Dewey Decimal.
Well, okay, a sealed book, you have to open it. You have to open the seals to open it. So that would be, again, a problem for this concept.
What does it mean, witness by the nearest?
That's one. Yeah.
Surely the righteous are in bliss, on couches, gazing. I wonder what they're gazing at. You will recognize on their faces the brightness of the bliss. Woo-hoo. Come on.
The brightening of the bliss.
72. Yeah, I'm sorry. See, that's what you do when you read the Quran. You start to see things that are not there. Or you're trying to correct what's there.
You're try to make it sound nicer.
Okay, Muslims will enjoy the finest wine in the garden. They will be given drink from sealed strong wine.
So wait. In heaven, you can have wine, but alcohol is forbidden here. How do we know if it's the best wine, it should have alcohol?
Because Allah says you won't get drunk. This is like a Shirley Temple. Looks good, but it won't do anything to you. But anyway, they will drink from a sealed, what Allah says is that word, the rahek. He says that word means a strong wine. So they will be given a drink from sealed strong wine?
Well, that's okay. Even the Arabic tells you it's got alcohol in it. Why would it be sealed if it didn't have alcohol in it? I mean,
maybe you need to have an ID. You know, make sure you're 21.
Well, the seal's there to keep the fermentation process. That's what I'm getting at. So this tells you, this verse tells you it is alcoholic.
You know what? Can I just say one thing here? That there are other passages that talk about the little boys that view the wine in government.
Yeah, we've read some of those, yeah.
And, you know, you look, one thing it says, la yiskarun or la yindifun. That, now, it doesn't say... La yizda'un or la yizda'un, which means they don't get a headache and they don't bleed. But it does not say they don't get drunk. So you can get drunk, you just don't get a headache. Because the yizda'un or yizda'un is you don't bleed and you don't get a headache. But you can't get drunk.
Okay. I got the not getting a hangover. I'm having a... I'm hard time with the bleed part. What the hell does that mean?
That's for male. That's for anal sex. They're talking about.
Oh. Now it says this seal will be a must. Now a seal is a physical thing like that they use to cover up the thing with the wine and.
To continue the fermentation process, yeah.
Yeah, and in that, so let the competitors compete.
Again, this is, again, telling you it's alcoholic.
Okay, hang on, man. Why are people competing in heaven?
Maybe to see who's the best winemaker?
No, it'd be the best drinker.
Okay, now it says that its mixture would be with Tavnia. I don't know what that is. A sweet drink...
Well, we have to help Alan say a drink of the apparently a spring nearby that's closer than the wine, which it, again that just doesn't. It's just bad, no matter how you look at it, from whatever grammar point of view is wrong.
Wait,
Allah drinks water?
Allah does not drink water. He likes to look at people.
Well, we know he's a perv because he's always peeping and saying he's watching. I think we lost.
From the spring.
Yeah. Good stuff. And when they passed by them, they were winking. Woohoo! And when they returned to their belly, they would return with justice. So wait a minute. Are these families up in this? Up there? Because
no.
I thought they were just talking about Olive Garden.
No, this is talking about the people, the wicked, who used to laugh at the righteous. And so they do do this.
Okay. So they're missing out on the drink that nobody knows what it is. Okay.
So, okay, hold on a second. The criminals can see the people in heaven? Is that what we're saying here?
No, what it's saying is the criminals, this is just one of those, you know, rabbit trails. It's going off subject a little bit, and it's saying, now, they're having so much fun with all these boys, I mean, all these women and drinks, and they're having so much fun. And before, the wicked, the criminals used to laugh at them and wink at them and make fun of them, you know, at their home. And so they're just kind of saying that, look at them now, how happy they are, you know, even though everybody used to laugh at them.
And so, Steve, let me ask you this. Okay, I get there's a drink here. I get there's water here. How do we put that, how do we get that out of verse 29 without going to a test here? Or 29 and 30.
Those who were criminal, they were laughing at those who believed. Yeah, if you look, that's pretty much what it does say. You know, it's not saying that those criminals are watching them now. It's just before.
But how do we know it's before? I guess that's what I'm asking. Because...
Let me just look at the Arabic real quick.
Okay.
And when they saw them, they said, surely these are who spoke. And they were not dead as keepers over them.
They were not
so censored. Today, those who believed will laugh at the end of them. On the couches, they will gaze.
So hold on. Let's,
can I just say that about the past 10?
Yeah.
That in verse 29, it says, "Inna ladin ajram," those who committed crimes, "kanu," at the past tense, used to be among those that used to laugh at the believers. So that's how it says it in the Arabic.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with this sentence. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we just read.
We don't know what they were cheating on. Was it taxes? Was it women? Was it, I mean, what was it? It says the heavens. Well, we have hell listens, so hell speaks and moves around. So I guess now the heavens can listen.
But I don't understand. How do you split the heavens when they're not a physical thing? Doesn't all know about space? You can't split space into anything. And apparently the heavens not only splits, but it listens. Okay. And when the earth is expanded, I think I see the Big Bang right there, and cast out what is in it, and it becomes empty. So what, the earth is going to take everybody out?
The earth expands.
To its Lord, and it was fulfilled.
Okay, the earth expands and blows up. That almost, it's almost what it sounds like. Casts out what's in it. Well, yeah, that would be the earth blowing up.
Sounds good. Cast out what's in it and becomes empty. Yeah,
it's got to be blowing up. I mean, it expands, it blows up, and everybody's gone.
Of the Star Trek intro?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. That's kind of what I was, yeah, that's the other part I was thinking. Yeah.
What book?
We don't know what book, and we don't know Who do we even know who's being talked to here?
I'm thinking it's the book that has all your good deeds, bad deeds, and all that good stuff.
Wait, do we know he's talking to?
With an easy judgment. He will return clean to his standard.
Who will?
I guess
the human, okay.
The person that was just judged with the book in his right hand.
Hmm.
So wait a minute, you're gonna have family up in Alice.
Well, the wife is up there because I heard that your wife here on earth will be your wife up there, and she gets to wait, and like open the door and close the door for the 72 virgins.
But Steve, what happens if you have four wives on earth? You get those four up there?
I think, boy, now you see, you're just throwing a monkey ring. I have a video and it shows the shift saying, well, what happens? What do the women get? The women get their husband, but when they go to have, they get their husband. They only get their husband because all of me, women are capable of loving more than one man, but men are capable of loving 73. And
oh, well, no, 73 plus 4 plus 5 plus.
He just presented another problem. If the guy was married to four wives, which wife gets him? Or does Olive put him into four?
Oh, no. She gets him, but he gets all those other women, too. And
what about the other three wives?
It's not a bad arrangement, you guys, because you know what? When you have sex, each sexual encounter there, according to some experts, is 10,000 years. So, the math. So the whoever wants to have sex with it, all she has to do, she has sex for 10,000 years, then she has to wait 780,000 years for her to return again. And so, if you have four women, they just have to wait like maybe 784,000 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody's getting gypped and it ain't the guy. Now, remember, because he's got the 72 hoodies.
Yeah.
So, my wife is going to wait a long time.
Well,
it is a good reason, again, why should a woman enjoy Islam if she gets nothing out of the deal?
You know what? You guys are really being very, very stupid. Women should be thankful, but they're not going to hell, okay?
Wait. Isn't hell supposed to be full of women?
Yeah, but that's only temporary until it becomes...
until you empty it to get more whories?
Where do you think he's going to get all the whories from?
You get two whories, and then the rest of them are women from hell.
No. Two wives and seven hoodies. That's what the hadith is.
From the way I read the hadith is you get the 72 virgins. The 72 70 of those 72 virgins are supposed to be given away to family members. That's what how you get your husband. That's how you get your friends who didn't really make it. That's how you get them in by giving them whores.
It's been funny, guys. I gotta leave.
All right, Steve.
Anytime
anytime you're free, brother.
Okay, man.
Oh, and that's the porn bots here.
Who is given his from behind his back. So he will call.
Oh, thank you, Marion. Marion took care of that for us. Thank you.
So somebody's going to be getting from behind
his
back.
What does it say? If you're putting a book behind your back, are you hiding it?
And he will roast in the blaze. No, he's not putting the book behind his back. He's going to be given the book behind his back.
So it's a secret book.
He's going to get the book in their right hand. Yeah, another group is going to get the book behind their back. And those are the ones that are going to go and roast in the blaze.
And if you get your book a bit behind your back, you're being given something secretively. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
mean, if you put something behind your back, you're hiding it. If you're given something behind your back, it's usually something that's like a weapon. That's not cool.
Surely he was happy among his family. Surely he thought that he would never return.
Okay, that was why he was happy? Is that what it was? Okay, you just said he was happy. Now it's because he thought he would never return. Doesn't sound like he enjoyed his family.
Yes, surely his Lord was watching him. Keep it down. So I will not swear by the twilight. He's not swearing by the twilight. And the night, and what it gathers.
Is that even a complete thought? I will not swear by the twilight in the night and what it gets. It doesn't make any sense.
What's he talking about, a full moon?
Okay, we got that part, the moon when it's full. All right, but none of this makes sense.
And you surely melt stage by stage. What the hell are you melting?
We had Mo being mounted, I think, in a couple chapters ago, but yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because it doesn't make any sense to the rational person who can still think. And when the Quran is recited to them, now he gets it right, because before it says it's recited to him, they do worship. So are they supposed to worship the Quran or worship Allah? Doesn't say they do not worship Allah. Yet those who became infidels denied, and Allah knows what they see. So give them the good news of a painful torment. Allah, that is not good news, bro. That is some bad news.
Allah still hasn't figured out what good news is.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to say, so give them the bad news.
Allah likes to torture people, so he thinks everybody should think of it as good news.
Except for those who believe and did good deeds, they will have an unending wage. Woohoo!
We didn't do much splitting.
Constellation. Yeah, we heard that the heavens would split, so I guess that's good enough. All right, constellation. Let's see. Who is the constellation prize?
Well, they win the prize, as they say it in the first verse.
The constellation. And by the Baba. Yeah.
So we got a problem here.
And by the promised day, and by the witness, and the witness.
So we got a problem here. If this is Allah speaking, we have Allah swearing by creation.
Yeah, this is Allah speaking.
So Allah swears by the things he created. Don't you usually swear by things? But why would you swear? I mean, why would a God swear by, you swear by things that are bigger. Like you swear on your mom, you swear on your dad. You swear. You know, promising things so help me God type thing. But you don't swear on things that are smaller than you, unless you're lying.
Well, no, Paul, think about what you're saying. I was just admitting that he's not that big.
Yeah, that's what I think it really says. Allah is smaller than the constellations. He's smaller than a promised day. He's smaller than the witness and the witnessed. It's exactly it. He's saying he is a puppet.
Okay, so let's go again. I swear by the heavens, the constellations, and by the promised day, and by the witness, and the witness. Okay. Killed are the companions of the moat. The fire with the fuel.
Okay, wait. Killed are the who are the companions of the moat? Who are the fire with the fuel? We don't know what the heck they're talking about. It's not even sensical. Yeah, it's not. What do we want? It's Allah. TBI. We're back to symptoms of traumatic brain injury.
When they sat in it, sat in what? The fire? with the pool?
Let's see. They sat in the moat. Their butts got soaked. I mean, sat in a boat in the moat. Man, it's like...
And they had to sit on the fire to dry up their butts.
Hmm.
And they were witnesses of what they did to the believers.
Yeah. Okay, who did to the believers?
So the people of the moat are the infidels, the unbelievers.
So wait a minute. But the people who are... I mean, isn't Allah the one that kills the believers and the believers together?
Yeah. and they did not take vengeance on them. I mean, the believers, they didn't take vengeance on the unbelievers. Except that they may believe in Allah, that did the grave.
And so the way that reads is that they only take vengeance on them if they do believe in Allah. Hmm.
But this shouldn't have been a period at the end.
Well, again, the punctuation is stuff that they added later, but yeah.
That punctuation just messes with my mind. To whom the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is over all things. Surely those who seduce the believing men, the believing women, then they did not repent.
You know, you gotta sit here wondering. I mean, we're not talking about just females. We're talking about males. We're talking about something that can seduce either sex. Those who seduce, the honeypot thing that we keep hearing about.
So Allah's witnesses are okay, surely. So for them is the torment of hell, and for them is the torment of the fire. But I thought hell was the fire. I mean,
for them is
it?
So is the fire hotter than hell?
Could be.
Quite literally is what that would imply, if I'm getting this correctly.
Sounds like you get two torments. You get the torment of hell, and then you get the torment of the fire. Two separate things. Surely those who believed and did good deeds will have guidance. Below them is the river scrolls.
Yep.
Restful streams, gardens, and rivers underneath them. Stay quiet. Surely the vengeance of your Lord is severe.
Surely the vengeance of your Lord is severe. Surely he begins. Okay. So you're...
Somebody's not sure if Allah's vengeance is severe or not.
Well, I mean, it can't be severe if he has to start over again.
Well, isn't there something in Islam about, like, they burn your skin off and then he puts the skin back on, so then he turns it off again?
Yeah. The skin melts off and then it regrows and then it goes through the whole process over and over and over again.
Wow.
I forgot what the name of it was. They poured something about it. And he is forgiving, and he is the forgiving, the friendly, the protector of the glorious throne. The doer of whatever he desires. Has the saying of the truth come to you? Well,
now we're down to...
How did Pharaoh and Thamud get into this chapter?
Well, we don't even... Okay, it just says Pharaoh and Thamud. He doesn't mention anything about them. As the saying of the troops. We don't know who the troops are. We possessed of the glorious throne, you would think would be Allah, the doer of whatever he desires. Wait a minute. If we go back to 14, and he is the forgiving, the friendly, okay, we think we're talking about Allah, the possessor of the glorious throne, the doer of whatever, so Allah can do whatever he desires, okay, I get that part. Has the saying of the troops come to you? Now, saying is, that doesn't make any sense. None of this really does. I mean, when we read verse 14, we've got him bragging about himself, which is, again, he's compensating is what it sounds like. He has to keep bragging about who he is because he, like you said, he drives a Ferrari. And it's just a mess, yeah.
Yeah, but what does 18 have to do with this chapter?
There's nothing here that makes any sense as far as I'm concerned. Yet those who became infidels are in denial. There's nothing. Yeah, why don't you finish that?
Yet those who became infidels are in denial, and Allah surrounds them from being denial. Oh, Allah's a little kinky little bastard there. I can see like some sodomy there. Yet it is a glorious Quran, and they kept bored.
Well, so you keep your Quran in a box? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Or if it's kept in a board, it's not very thick.
Maybe Allah uses that board to smack you on your booty up there.
Mm.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, with that, we finish this chapter. We move on to chapter 86.
The Tariq.
Oh, no, it's only 37 minutes.
Yeah.
The Tariq. All right, I'm going to have to dance to chapter 88. Of the male and the female, okay. I swear by the heavens and by the Tariq.
What is the Tariq?
Of the male.
That's what it means?
I'm sorry. I have no clue what the Tariq means. Not one of Islamic words. So I swear by the heaven and by the Tariq. I have no clue what that is.
Hmm.
And what do you know? What the Tariq is? Ah, look at that. He answers you. It's the piercing star.
So we've had two questions answered in the whole time we've been reading the Quran, or maybe it's three. At this point.
I think the Tariq is referring to the star Cyrus.
Hmm.
That very soul has a people over
it. So every soul has a keeper? Is that what they're saying? A star has a soul? Wait. Didn't we say the stars were missiles before? So if the stars are missiles.
Yeah, this is my favorite chapter. Yeah, 86. I thought it looked familiar.
All right.
Verse 5. So let the human look to what he was created from. He was created from gushing water. When it comes out of the backbone of the male and the breast of the female.
Wait a minute. Okay. Okay, does Allah, is he demonstrating he doesn't know basic biology? This gushing water would be sperm, and if sperm comes from the backbone, I don't know where Allah got his knowledge, but, you know, it comes from La La Land. And if he thinks sperm comes from a woman, that's bad enough to, you know, think, you know, smack him upside the head and say, wake up. But to think that sperm from a woman comes from her breast, I mean, He apparently has no concept of what a female is, how a female is made.
Yeah, it comes from the seed from the Tariq. The Tariq is the breast area. Actually, they say it's like where a woman wears her necklace, so it would be like your collarbone area.
Yeah.
It's above her breast. It's good, man. If you got some knockers coming out of your collarbone, man, that don't look good. Okay, sure. Now I got this picture. Surely he is able to return him. At day, the secrets will be made known. So then he will have no strength and no help for it. I swear by the heaven that returns. Where's the heaven return? And by the earth that split.
Who's swearing?
Allah. I think Allah has been listening to that song. I swear.
That would mean Allah time travels.
He's got swearing in his brain. And by the earth that split, I didn't know the earth split. Did you?
Hasn't happened yet.
Is he talking about like when we have an earthquake, there's a fault line, there's, you know, you get that crap?
Well, that's a possibility, but it can't be in Mecca. Now, maybe we're talking about Petra, somewhere over there, maybe, but not in Mecca.
Surely, this is a decisive word, and it is not a joke. What word?
I have no clue, because nothing has been decisive about what we've read.
I mean, we're talking about the creation of a human.
Which, so off, it's funny.
Surely they are screaming this thing. What does this have to do with the gushing water bones and breasts? I don't know. And I am steamy as steam. So listen to this. Allah is steamy as steam. Because he is the best of the steamers. So give the infidels a delay. Delay them leisurely. I mean, if you're going to be delayed, you might as well enjoy it. And ladies and gentlemen, you just learned that women, if you're a woman and you're watching this,
so you got sperm. Only in the, what does that say about the, I mean, you're willing to debate any medical professional on the topic of reproduction, correct? Any Muslim medical professional?
Right.
Now, they're going to swear by the Quran.
I've actually had a few conversations with people who claim to be doctors on Clubhouse, and it is just as good. how they came up with the zygote and this and that. I'm like, dude, where did you get that from that verse? I was trying to say, well, you know, with the stages, you know, you go through a stage, then to a clock. I'm like, can you show me an Everest with this stages?
Or better yet, can you get something out of a clock that's not dead?
Show me one textbook, one college, or hell, I'll even settle for a high school biology textbook. And show me where it says we go through a stage as a blood clot. Now, I had the doctor on Cal Talk, Larry knows who he is, Nosedive, tried to tell me, well, if you look at the embryo, I don't know, 3 weeks through a microscope, you'll see it looks like a red blob. Okay. It doesn't say you look like a clot. It says you were created from a clot. Again, these people don't understand the meaning of words. So, guys, I would recommend that you get yourself a pair of goggles. This might get some information in your eyes. Okay, now we're in the highest.
Okay. Oh, that scares me. If we're in the highest in the Quran and we're in chapter 87, we might be going in the lowest of lows.
I told you we would take it to probably chapter 90.
Yeah.
On the way, yeah.
We're getting there. This might go faster.
Wow.
Yeah,
I gotta make sure we don't finish tonight. Praise the name of your Lord, the highest. That's why it's called the highest. Who created. So he fashioned. And who estimated. So he guided. And who's
what? So Allah estimates.
Yes.
He doesn't know the number, so he has to estimate. That's pretty sad.
Okay, how does this make any sense? Praise the name of your Lord, the highest. Created, comma. So he fashioned, comma. And who estimated, comma. So he guided, comma. And he brings forth the pasture. So he made it gathered strength.
Again, this is, again, we have another example of Arabic as a second, third, or fourth language. So he made it, it should be made it gather scum, but who brings forth the parrot? The pasture. Who, so the pasture gathers scum?
We will make, so do not forget.
I mean, the closest thing I can get to of this picture of a pasture gathering scum is of a swamp, maybe? That's the only thing I can think of.
I could see pastures having, you know, depending on if you've got a lot of cows or a lot of animals, you might be stepping on some poop.
Yeah, it would work to a point, and that's about it. Yeah.
Now, we will make you leave. So do not forget, except for what Allah will. So Allah makes you forget. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why Allah goes through the trouble making you remember? Just so he can make you forget.
Because
why not just don't even bother?
Because Satan makes you forget. That's actually in the Quran. So if this is Allah fulfilling the role of Satan, which tells everybody that's what he really is.
Surely he knows what is proclaimed and what is hidden. Okay. I mean, I can tell you that. And we will make it easy for you, that which was easy. But wait a minute, it was already easy. It was already easy. Why are you going to make it easy for me?
Because they want us to stop reading the Quran and asking these important questions.
I mean, seriously, if something was already easy.
You know, Martin Luther King said if you keep hitting the target, you're standing too close.
So remind. It's a reminder of prophet. What the hell does that even mean? Who cares will be reminded? And the troublemaker will avoid it. He will be roasted in the big fire. Then he will not die in it, nor will he live. This is going to be zombies in hell. I mean, none of this stuff makes sense.
It's nonsensical. This is where I get, again, we're talking about TBI or some guy that likes the concept of Arabic rhyming. But other than that, there's no, like Usama said, there's, His whoever's writing has more concern with how things sound than what they mean, because this does not make any sense.
Yeah, I do believe that Osama is correct, because none of this stuff here is like, what am I supposed to get out of this? Nothing. I have not gotten anything out of this chapter. Okay, 14. Indeed, whoever is purified prospers and remembers his Lord's name, so he prayed. Okay. Yet you prefer the world's life, and the hereafter is better and lasting. Surely this is in the first pages of writing. The pages of writings of Abraham and Moses. Can somebody tell me, where is the writings of Abraham?
I haven't seen that any place. This is messed up.
Did Allah lose the writings of Abraham?
Sure sounds like it.
I know what the writings of Moses are.
Well, if he's going to claim that Abraham's a prophet and everybody says that the prophet has a book.
The prophet comes with a book of wisdom. And then right after that, a messenger comes to confirm what the prophet brought and said. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, we are chapter 88. Ooh, ooh, the overwhelming. I am overwhelming, not learning anything. Alrighty. Oh man, we're not going to finish this today. I'm going to leave a few chapters just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
Overwhelming. Have the sayings of the overwhelmed come to you? I don't know. Who's overwhelmed? Faces on that day will be downcast, laboring and weary, roasting in a hot fire. They will be made to drink from a boiling spring.
Okay, if you're hot, I mean, if you're being forced to do something like this, this doesn't make any sense. Why would you, that's torturing yourself.
They will not have any food except that of thorns, which will not fatten them nor satisfy their hunger. Now, I think there is a chapter where it says what you will eat in hell. So Allah contradicts himself. Okay, faces on that day will be blissful.
Well, blissful is like a contented thing. But why would you be content when you're drinking hot water that's boiling?
Faces on that day will be blissful, well so pleased with their past labors in lofty gardens. And you see stuff about the believers of Allah. You will not hear vain talk in it. And it's a floating stream. What the hell?
A flowing. Okay, you will not hear it in a lofty garden. So we got the garden because they're walking through the garden. These are the believers. The water's underneath. They won't be saying vain things. And then they have that spring. Okay.
Is that a flowing spring? How does a spring float?
Flowing, flowing.
Oh, flowing. See, I'm telling you, man. I
just
thought I
could have
sworn I saw floating.
Yeah, I was wondering the first time, but I wasn't sure if you said that. Okay.
Okay, I'm losing it, guys. And it is raised bed and goblet place and cushion place in robes and zombies spread out.
What does RB?
Rich carpet. A non-Arabic word of undetermined origin. So you're going to have these rows of laid out carpet.
Carpets, cushions, and raised beds of flowers.
Yeah, goblets. Do they not look on the camels? Whoa, they don't have camels in dollars of them? How they were created? I don't know. How were they created? Were they created by a male camel humping a female camel? And to the heavens, how it raised up. And to the mountains, how they are set up. And to the earth, how it is spread out. Okay. So remind them. Surely you are only a reminder. You are not a dominator over them. That's Allah's job. Except for who turned away and became an infidel. Okay, so those who are infidels, Muhammad or this person, is indeed a dominator over the infidels. So Allah will torment him with the biggest torment. Surely they will return to us. Then surely on us, the reckoning.
So hold on a minute. The guy who's getting tormented is going to return. Give me more torment? Is that really what's going to happen? Do you really believe that? Guy.
I mean, another useless.
It was had no impact.
Okay, so now we just finished reading the chapter of the overwhelming. Now we go into the chapter of the dawn. Okay, the dawn. Alright, let me move up to chapter 89. Okay, that's three words. Alright, chapter dawn. I swear by the dawn and by the 10 nights.
10 nights for what?
And by the even and the odd, and by the night when it departs.
The even. So how many? Okay, we got 10 nights. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and then we got 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. So why are you swearing on the numbers? And on the night.
Okay, verse 5. Is there an oath in this to one who possesses a stone? Number 1, Muslim scholars interpret this as understanding, equating it to hard-headedness. Ooh, that's a big word. I don't think Allah is capable of such big words. Is there an oath to this one who possesses a hard-headedness?
Okay, so if you can go up and bang your head on the ground, your hard-headedness.
Have you not seen how your Lord did with Ad? Now, Allah. Ad, which doesn't exist, would have come a couple of thousand years ago. Well, how would I see what you did to Ad?
So you're asking a question of Allah that he can't answer.
Two, something, two, 20, two. Non-Arab Arabic word of undetermined origin. So we have no clue what that means. Which non-life group was created in the country? And Thammuz, who hewed out the rocks in the valley. I think Thammuz might be in Petra. You know, where they
or thereabouts. Yeah,
and
I think.
So, what's the state? What do you mean, Pharaoh with the state?
We have no reason to be talking about Pharaoh, and all of a sudden Pharaoh appears again. This is the chronologically inept Allah. He can't tell what we're talking about is one thing, and he's so chronologically impaired, he's got to pull people out of the past to put them in the present.
Okay, number 11. Those who rebelled in the country. So they increased the vandalism in them. Okay. So your Lord poured over them a sot.
What?
A scourge. So your Lord poured over them a scourge of torment.
Sure. I mean, I know Allah likes torment, but this just doesn't make any sense.
And who did he pour a scourge over? Was it Ad, the Mood, the Pharaoh? Surely your Lord is ever watchful. He sent there with the binoculars. What are they doing? So as for the human, when his Lord tested him, so he honored him and graced him. So he will say, my Lord honors me. And when he tested him, so he estimated to him his provision. Right, dude, you get three portions of rice. You get two goblets of camel piss. Please drink it sparsely, because you know, you're in a desert and there's not much water in the desert. So he will say, my Lord has disgraced me. Certainly not. Yet you did not honor the orphans. What the hell does this have to do with this chapter?
Oh my gosh, this is tiresome.
And you did not urge the feeding of the poor. And you consume the inheritance. You consume all of it. Okay, I guess he spent all the money with the orphans. And he loved money with exceeding love. Certainly not. It's ground, grinding. Okay, I think all of it is into grunge music. And your Lord came and the angels ran. On that day, the human will remember. And how is the remembrance to him? He will say, oh, I wish I had prepared for this in my life. I should have brought more water. So on that day, no one will be tormented with this torment. Well, no one can bind his binding. Oh, you come so. Return to your Lord, content and pleasing. So enter among my servants and enter my garden. Okay. Oh my goodness, we're in chapter 90. Oh man. Slow down, Dr. Poopaw. The country. Okay. I will not swear by this country. Which country is that? And it is lawful for you to kill in this country. Okay? Number one, Mecca. Now, how the hell am I supposed to know it's Mecca?
Wait a minute. I will not swear by Mecca. It is lawful for you to kill in Mecca. I thought Mecca was supposed to be a protected place. You couldn't do those things. So we can't be talking about Mecca.
I know the area of the Kaaba is supposed to be, you know, where you're not supposed to kill anybody. But then again, that's not true because Muhammad ordered certain individuals to be killed even if they ran into the Kaaba. So that's all bullcrap. See how Allah and Muhammad lie? And by the Father and what he has begun, don't have nothing with this to do with anything. Indeed, we created the human in hardship. Does he think that we have might over him? He says, I have destroyed an enormous amount of money.
But can we have cash in a cashless society?
Yeah. Does he think that no one sees him? What are you talking about? Have we not made for him two eyes and a tongue and two lips? And we guided him the two ways? So he did not enter Al-Kaaba? I don't know what that is. And what do you know? What is Al-Kaaba? I don't know.
Hey, real quick question, guys. What do you think that means, that humans were created in hardship?
Well, it was hard for Allah to do the work. It was difficult for Allah. I mean, it was beyond his grasp. I mean, taking something, making it dead and then creating life again. He needed a lot of do-overs, I think. That's what happened.
So you don't think it's like he created humans to have hardships in life?
No, it says, indeed, we created the human in hardship. So he's Allah has hardship, or he's placing the humans, we created the human in hardship. Ooh, or he made humans to have a tough life. That he created the humans to have a tough life. That's the only other thing I can think of that may work, and that's being kind.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean that's a problem for Muslims. Because obviously, you know, they say that Muslims were, or that people were created without sin. So if they're created out without sin, why are they facing hardships?
Hmm.
And he's punishing them for nothing.
Well, it's Allah. He likes torture.
Yeah, Allah is a bored individual. Okay, so, and what do you know, and what do you know, what is Al-Aqaba? Sounds like something that I would see in a movie, Aladdin and the... Alibaba and the 40 Thieves or whatever. It is the freeing of a neck, a slave, or feeding in a day of famine. An orphan who is a relative, or a poor person that lays in deep need. Then he was of those who believed and who exhorted with patience and exhorted with blessing. Those are the companions of their right hand. And those who became infidels in our verses are the companions of the left hand. Over them is a closed fire. Okay. Holy crap, it's only 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Tonight, we're close the sun.
Fast right now.
Look at these chapters, man. This one's only 14 verses. I swear by the sun and his brightness. Here we go, man. I'm telling you.
Allah has to swear by things that are bigger than him. We're talking about the sun.
And oh. By the moon when it follows it. I'm sorry, but the moon didn't follow the sun.
But that, again, this is too big for Allah to know.
Allah, the moon follows the earth. And by the day when it shows its light. And by the night when it covers it. And by the heaven who built it.
Wait.
Okay, so this is not Allah swearing. It wouldn't make sense for Allah.
Okay, if this is Allah swearing.
Yeah, but then Allah messes up because in 5 it says, and by the heaven and who built it. So Allah swearing by himself?
Yeah, that would make more sense.
And by the earth and the one who spread it. And by the soul and who fashioned it? I mean, it sounds like it's somebody else that's swearing.
Yeah, he would think it's somebody else.
Yeah. But who is this?
No idea.
Can't be Muhammad because Muslims tell me Muhammad was never an infidel. So why would Muhammad be swearing by the sun and the moon and the day and the night? Because you can surely tell that 5 through 7 is somebody swearing by God.
By the soul in him who fashioned it. So it's, so if this is Momo speaking, I swear by the sun and its brightness and by the moon when it follows, okay. But we can't tell. Partnering things with Allah is what it looks like.
Okay, Allah inspires the soul to wickedness as well as hope. So he inspired it, it's wickedness.
Oh, isn't that what Satan does?
Mm-hmm. And he who purifies it will prosper.
So piety for those, I should say piety for those who don't know, is faithfulness. Wickedness and faithfulness he marries together. Look at that.
Yeah. So if you purify
wickedness, wait, indeed who purifies it. Oh, and what are they trying to get? Pure wickedness? So it's not corrupt anymore?
Oh, here we go again with Tammuz.
Oh, my gosh.
The oft-repeated and apparently pointless story about Tammuz and the Camel of Allah was invented by Muhammad. Tammuz denied by its rebellion. When their most wicked was raised, so the messenger of Allah took to them. The camel of Allah and her drink. Okay. What was the drink? Was it the camel fish? So they denied him, so they him stronger. Look at the poor camel fish.
Doesn't sound like the camel did anything. They gave her a drink, and now they're going to hamstrung the camel?
The Lord got angry and destroyed them because of the sin. So he leveled them, and he did not see the
consequence. You know,
consequences? Yeah.
Allah has fear. Who's he afraid of? Ooh.
Maybe Allah did something he wasn't supposed to do, and somebody higher up than Allah might be stepping his butt.
Allah is scared of things.
Why did Allah get angry? Isn't angry a human trait?
Camel of Allah and her drink. So they denied him. The Lord got angry and destroyed them.
The people of Tammuz, they only did one sin. Must have been the sin of hamstringing the camel. Maybe the piss wasn't the right temperature.
So their Lord, if their Lord is a physical person, and he destroys the people. Maybe it's this way. So their Lord is the local magistrate.
Yeah, I don't think they have lords. They have that kind of hierarchy.
Well, that's the closest I can come to as an excuse for this not to be Allah.
But 15 is very interesting. Apparently, Allah didn't fear its consequences. Because 14 has to be Allah.
Yeah.
Allah would be the only one that could destroy anything. But then he did not fear his consequences. Why would Allah fear him?
Because he's a little God.
Now we're in chapter 93, the chapter of the night. Okay.
Uh-oh, are we going to have a night dream now?
Oh, yes. I swear by the night when it covers.
Uh-oh, Allah's got to swear by something bigger than him again.
And when it appears in the glory, and by him who created the male and the female, surely your striving is diverse. Again, this is not Allah.
It can't be Allah. If it's Allah, we have a problem. But then Sunnis swear that all of the Quran is the words of Allah.
Why is the prophet of Muhammad swearing by Allah's creation? So
because it's bigger than Allah. Because it's bigger than Allah. So he's got to swear. I mean, again, this is committing an act of shirk.
So as for him who gives and fears and believes in the good, so we will ease him to the ease. What the hell does that mean? We're going to ease him to the ease.
I have no clue.
Olive is a very confused guy. That TBI is really kicking in.
Well, it's the only thing that makes sense, unfortunately. I mean, if you can't make sense, I mean, how many... We've read so much now, and it's because we're going so quickly through it, because there's nothing even, there's hardly anything even worth asking a question about, because it's so nonsensical. And there's so little, I mean, there's not very many complete thoughts. I mean, let's just start with, where can we start here? Okay, we start with number 5. So as for him who gives and fears and believes in the good, so we will ease him to the ease. That doesn't make any sense. It's not even a complete thought. And for him who becomes stingy and self-sufficient and denied the good, so we will ease him to the difficult.
Is he going to make the good? Well, we know that number 7 doesn't make any sense. So we will ease him to the ease.
Okay. And for him who becomes stingy and self, if you become stingy and self-sufficient, that's not a bad thing. I mean, you become stingy so you can pay your own way, and then you are self-sufficient. That's a good thing.
Well, the stingiest people in the world are like freaking billionaires.
But if you're self-sufficient, there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I'd like to be self-sufficient in my little cabin in the woods. Okay, so we will ease him with the difficult. Okay, so I think I was saying that, hey, I'm going to make the difficult time a little easier on you.
Okay, and we will ease him to the... No, he's going to gradually make things difficult.
Oh, that also makes sense. He's not going to throw you into the difficult, he's just going to...
He's going to gradually make things difficult.
Yeah, he's going to gradually do it, so kind of like how they brainwash it. You know?
Well, it's like you put a frog in a pot and you gradually turn the water up.
You don't put them in a hot boiling water. You put them in a nice little cool water. He's slowly raising the temperature and he's thinking, oh, man, this feels good. So it's like, ah!
Croak.
And his money will not benefit him when he perishes.
Again, Allah's talking money before there's money.
Yeah.
This tells you this book was not written at the time it's claimed.
Now, but wait a minute. I do believe there was money in the time of Muhammad. By that time, money would have been already in circulation.
Okay, yeah, maybe there would have been, yeah, okay.
Because remember, you got the coins.
The coins, yeah, okay. We'll give it to that. But we don't know that there was any... Okay, there definitely wasn't coins in Mecca at this
point. Okay, so money will not benefit you when you die. Surely on us is to die. And surely to us the hereafter in the first. And that makes no sense.
The hereafter...
So I warned you about the blazing fire. Okay. No one will roast in it except the wretched.
Okay, we're talking about hell, so I warned you about the blazing fire. We take that as hell. No, we heard about the roasting at least a chapter ago. So no one will roast in it except the wretched. So there will be somebody roasting people. No one will roast in it. So the wretched are getting roasted.
Yep.
Who denied and turned? Okay. Yeah. Whoever turned away are the wretched are those who denied and turned away. The fearer will avoid it. Okay.
So long as you fear and you don't deny, you don't turn away.
If you're scared of Allah because you're scared he's going to try and torture you, which is something he's going to do, he promises it to you. So if you're stupid and you're fearing him because he promises to torture you, I mean, actually it's kind of sensical. That would mean Islamophobia makes all the sense.
Right.
Because if he promises to torture you and you don't run away, something's wrong. And the fearer will avoid it. So the fearer knows that Allah is going to torture him, and he does everything to avoid it. That makes sense.
So the fearer will avoid it. Who gives? So it's not just you being a fearer, but who gives his money for self-purification. So giving away your money purifies you, and they do not expect any favor in return, except seeking the face of his Lord, the Highest, and he will be pleased.
I don't know what he's pleased about.
Before noon, 93. All right, 93 doesn't have anything that I need to worry about. I don't even know why I changed it. It's all here. Again, I swear by the forenoon and by the night when it becomes dark. Your Lord did not forsake you, neither have he detested you. And the hereafter is better than the first.
Really? How do we know that?
Well, we don't even know what the first is.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. We have nothing to compare.
I mean, at least explain to me what the first is so I can have a comparison here. You know, am I comparing gold to silver or gold to brass?
Jeepers.
And your Lord will give to you so that you will be pleased.
What are you going to give to us? Is that those 72 virgins? They're whores. They don't. That's not a very good thing. I mean, I don't give us that because you can see through their skin. That's gross.
Gold bracelets. The hard arm that never gets soft. Did he not find you orphan? So he sheltered you. Let's be talking about Muhammad, because Muhammad was an orphan. Okay? So Allah found the orphan Momo, and he sheltered him. And he found you lost, so he guided you. And he found you needy, so he enriched you. By telling you to go out and kill people and steal their property. So, ask for the orphan, so do not oppress. And ask for the beggar, so do not rebuke. And ask for the grace of your Lord, so speak. Okay.
This is...
Again, 11 verses of...
Of nothing. There was nothing there of value.
Chapter 94, the expanding.
Oh my gosh, this is even shorter.
I know. Did we not expand your chest?
No.
And we took your burden off of you?
No.
Which pressed heavily on your back?
No, it didn't.
And we exalt your fame?
Really? Is Allah exalting us?
So surely, with the difficulty, it's easy. Surely, with the difficulty is ease.
I mean, he's got to repeat himself.
What, Larry?
Isn't that complete opposite?
I think this is another statement where Allah doesn't know. I mean, maybe he does know what this means. He thinks everything difficult is easy. I don't know.
Why does Allah have to repeat himself between verses 5 and 6? So surely, with the difficulty is ease.
Because he has to tell. I know what. It's so difficult that he has to say it twice because he doesn't believe it himself.
All he really did was delete the soul. So when you are free, so stand up. And to your Lord, so incline. Okay. Chapter 95.
Ah, this is getting worse. I didn't know it could get worse, but it's getting worse.
I swear by the skin, the fig, and the olive, and by the Mount Sinai, and by the secure country, Mecca. Mecca is not a country. And where did Muhammad have olives?
I want to know. Yeah. Okay, if they're talking about Mount Sinai, okay, we're not talking about Mecca at all.
No, Mecca is number 3.
Well, that's what I'm getting. And by...
Yeah. And, but here's the problem. Mecca is not a country. Mecca is a city in the country. I didn't know the difference between a city.
Well, he's a small god. What do you expect? I mean, I don't expect him to. He doesn't know the word good news. He doesn't know the word Messiah. How many others have we discussed that he doesn't know? It just.
He doesn't know much, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's very limited.
Okay. Indeed, he created the human in the best mold.
Really?
Then we put him down to the lowest of the low. Except for those who believed and did good deeds. So they will have an unending wage. There goes that unending wage. I think I was talking about the unending hard-on. That's what he's talking about. So what denies you after that in the judgment? That doesn't make any sense. Is not Allah the wisest of the judges?
I don't think Allah has the wisest of anything.
Well, let's finish this unwise chapter of the fig, and let's go.
That chapter was smaller than a fig.
That's a lot. Okay.
Wait a minute. We had 9 verses. We had 8 verses. Now we're up to 19 verses.
Yeah.
Are we continuing to see that they lie to us when they say whatever was said longest is said first?
Yeah. Somebody did. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Now who's saying this? Because we know it's not Allah. So what? How would I know who said this?
And that's really problematic when you think about, I mean, there should be some importance attached to something.
I mean, we know according to the Hadith that it's Jibreel or some guy pretending to be Gabriel who came down and asked an illiterate to read. But if I'm reading this, my first question is, who's telling this guy to read? What guy is he telling him to read?
I have no idea.
Read in the name of your Lord who created. He created the human from a cloth.
Really? You create something from something dead. Okay, really? Does Allah, again, this is another word that Allah doesn't know. You create things from nothing. That's what the word create means. You take it, you create something out of nothing. But he's taking something dead and creating from it.
All right, verse 3. Read, and your Lord is the generous, who talked with a pen. He talked to humans when he did not know. Does he not?
Wait. He taught the human what? Oh. Let's try it again. He taught the human what Allah did not know. Oh, my gosh.
It could go either way.
Yeah. He refers to Allah teaching the human what Allah did not know. Oh, my gosh.
It wouldn't be a solid argument, but yeah.
That's exactly what the, if it's English, that's exactly what that says. In Arabic, I wouldn't doubt meaning the same thing.
Yeah. Certainly not. Surely, the human is rebellious. Oh, okay, what does that have to do?
It has nothing to do with it doesn't continue.
Yeah, it's telling us that Allah taught the human what he did not know, and then somebody says, certainly not. It wasn't Allah who taught the human what he did not know. Surely, the human is rebellious, that he sees himself as self-sufficient.
As if that's a bad thing, and it's not a bad thing.
You don't have to depend on anybody. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to wish that they were self-sufficient over the next 6 months. That pizza's coming back up. Surely, the return is to your Lord. Have you seen the one who forbids? A servant when he prays? No, I have not. So have you seen that he was upon the guidance? No, I have not. And
nope. Okay, we haven't. Okay. So who, have you seen the one who forbids? We don't know who forbids. We don't know, okay, forbids a servant when he prays. So we're talking about Allah or Satan forbidding a servant from praying or
or some master of a servant forbidding him. Okay. Have you seen that he was upon the guides? Who's he? We don't know who he's talking to either.
I mean, do we ever know who he's talking to?
No, usually don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so 11, have you seen that which was upon the guidance? No, I don't know. Or commands with fire? I think he's asking if you have seen Allah. Have you seen if he denies and then turns away?
Yeah, he does that.
Okay. I don't know who he's talking to, but did he not know that Allah sees? Who in God's name is talking here?
I have no clue.
Certainly not, if he does not stop. Then he will take him by his forehead. A lion, sinful forehead. Now, it says forelock. I disagree with this.
Forehead,
yes,
forelock?
The word is forelock. This is the verse that Muslims try to use to say, oh, look, it talks about that lion is in the forehead. So this is wrong. This should be forelock.
Forelock.
Yeah. Which is a piece of hair from a horse or a hair that drapes over your eye.
Okay.
So he will call on his company. Okay. We will call on the guardian. The guardian. Certainly not. Do not obey him. And worship and draw near. Do not obey him. We will call the Zephane, the guardian. Okay, it's talking about guardian. Certainly do not obey him. Do not obey him as singular.
This is just...
And it's a non-Arabic word of probable Syriac origins. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my gosh.
We have learned that he was created from the cross.
You know what? Do you want to stop here because we're going so fast through this, or? Okay. Okay. Yes.
The chapter of the faith. Surely we sent it down in the night of the faith and went down.
He didn't tell us, so we can't know. Oh, my gosh.
And on Ramadan. But there wouldn't have been any Ramadan because Islam hadn't existed yet. And you do not know what the night of faith is. Okay? Shouldn't be a question. It's a statement.
And you...
The night of faith is better than 1,000 months.
How do we know that?
I don't know. Just trust it. Trust Allah's words. The angels in the spirit come down.
Wait. You asked me to trust the guy who likes to torture us?
Again, notice the separation of the angels and the spirit. So we know the spirit can't be an angel. So the angels and the spirit come down in it. By the will of their Lord, from every command, that is making sense. It is peace until the rising of the dawn.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
What happens after the rising of the dawn? Does it become?
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, chapter 98, it's evident. Oh, I was disappointed. I was like, oh, that's 7,000 verses. Okay, chapter of the evidence. Those who became infidels among the people of the book and the polytheists will not leave their infidelity until the evidence comes to them. Well, apparently, no evidence came to them because they see.
isn't that the point? I mean, if you provide evidence, shouldn't the infidels leave their ways? I mean, that's what happened when the Christians went and preached.
A messenger from Allah recites a few pages of writing.
How is that possible?
original writings to recite from.
Yeah.
Where do you get these pages of writing? That's the problem.
I mean, he says something to somebody, they write it down, okay?
It is a valuable book.
Wait a minute. We have pages. How do you get a book out of pages? I mean, that would imply that there is more in the pages than one book. Ah, this is so bad.
And the people of the book did not defy, except after the evidence came to them. What did they divide?
I have no clue. After the evidence. I mean, but there was no evidence that supported them, because, and that's why the infidels didn't leave their ways. So it doesn't sound like, you know, things are going too good for Allah here.
It doesn't say what it talks about. It's not divided just after the evidence. Did they divide like different groups? Did they divide a book? What are we talking here, Allah?
Yeah, this is
okay.
Bad.
Verse 5. And they were not commanded except to serve Allah, devoted in the religion to him, Hanafa. I thought the religion was Islam. And to perform the prayer and bring the legal alms, and this is the word of religion. It says here.
Listen, we haven't heard anything. I mean, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever again.
They were not commanded the justice of Allah, the devoted in the religion to him.
Hanifa.
Is that a religion? Is that a group of people? Because that word's been used before in conjunction to Abraham.
I don't think Allah knows.
Jews and Christians who do not believe in Islam are the worst of preachers, and they will go to hell forever. Muslims are the best of preachers, and they will go to the Garden of Eden forever.
Oh, we've been on a show where we've been called the worst of preachers.
Surely those who became infidels from the people of the book and polytheists will abide in the fire forever. Those are the worst of the preachers. But I think that the people of the book were infidels from the beginning. Nobody believed in this crap. They had been believing in Jesus.
No, there was no reason to believe in this crap because it makes no sense. It's nonsensical, and it's, again, written by a guy who has most likely has traumatic brain injury. Been hit in the head too many times. Smoked that pipe too many times. I don't know what.
And ever.
Wow.
A quake. And the earth quakes when it quakes the olive. He put mountains on the earth so it wouldn't quake.
But that's, Allah doesn't know that. He needs an abrogation of this.
And the earth is born, and the human state. On that day, it will tell its news.
What snooze?
Because the world, I guess the earth is going to tell us
news. So the earth is going to tell us news?
Yeah. Because the Lord reveals to it. So Allah is going to reveal the news to the earth. On that day, people will come forward separately so they can see their work.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. On that day, it will tell its news. The earth will tell its news.
because your Lord reveals to the earth. On that day, people will come forward separately so they can see their works. So we have a couple different things going on. Earth is talking. Now we have people going separate places to see their own works. Maybe they're artists.
Now, I don't believe that the word is Adam. Because Adam is sure.
No, it's not.
Actually, they wouldn't have known what an Adam was.
Yeah, that's...
So you can tell that this was put together after the word Adam was
yeah.
So this might be even after 1924. I don't know if the Adam had already been discovered by 1924. Maybe it had. So whoever did even the wave of an Adam of good, he will see it in the garden. And the other is even the weight of an Adam and Eve, of evil, so he won't be there. Yes, you will be evil, or you will be good. The Chargers, is that the name of the football team?
I think it is. The Chargers have their own syrup.
Where by the snorting Chargers? So these horses, they like to snort. So those who ignite sparks of fire, so those who attack in the morning, raising the dust with it, so we went together through the wind. What the hell?
So you went through a dust storm. All right, so what? You go through so those who ignite sparks of fire, who attack in the morning, raising dust. So you're on a horse. You're on a raging horse who's running in the morning, and dust comes up. So we went together. So you're going with somebody on a race. You're racing your horses in the morning, and you're creating dust. So we went through together in the middle of it. That's just such a. I'll get this. You know, the best thing about this passage is it has some descriptive words. Oh my gosh.
All right, verse 6. Surely the human is ungrateful to his Lord, and surely he is a witness of that. So all the witnesses of these people are ungrateful. And surely he loves wealth excessively.
Oh, Allah loves wealth.
I think he's talking about the human, but,
Surely the human is ungrateful. Okay, yeah, it would be the human. So the human loves wealth excessively.
I must not be one of those humans, because I can tell you I got no will. Do they not know if what is in the graves are scattered?
I don't know. Oh, okay. I mean, how would you know? I mean, if something's in the grave, if it's a grave, it's under the earth, or it's in the earth in some manner, like a cave. What is it? How would you know?
Also, it shouldn't be a question mark.
I think you can say it, but as a question, it just shows that in the punctuation we don't have to care about because it's made later. But and what is in the chest? Do they not know what is in the caves or graves are scattered? That's how I read that. This is a lack of knowledge for Allah, that he doesn't know that the people can't go in the graves and see what's going on. It's just lack of knowledge for Allah. I mean, does Allah really do a lot of grave robbing? Oh.
I think Allah wants us to be grave robbers.
I think that he's, I mean, how else would you know unless you're a grave robber? Maybe that's probably one of the jobs that Muhammad did. He was a grave robber, so he knew about graves being scattered. That's the only thing that would make sense here.
Okay, let's finish this bad boy. Verse 10. And what is in the chest will come forth. What is in the chest is going to come forth.
Oh, if you have Ajida, if you're... Oh, my gosh, yeah. Fear or... We're on 100.
Your Lord is
Okay.
They're very short.
All right.
I guess we will finish before my birthday because the next 14 chapters are minuscule.
Well, we could do them all on Sunday if you want to finish them up on Sunday.
Yeah, I think we could take a little break. So let's see. Okay, so
Saturday. Well, we could do Saturday. It doesn't matter. Saturday or Sunday.
Okay, so chapter 101 only has 11 verses.
Mm-hmm.
102 has 8. 103 has 3. 104 has 9. 105 has 5. 106 has 4. 107 has 7. 108 has 3. 109 has 6. 110 has 3. 111 has 5. 112 has 4. 113 has 5. And I believe 114 has 3. Nope, has 6. Yeah, this will probably be done in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I was not expecting that to go as far as we got.
It's just so, it's so much of a, you know, and it's all because there's no importance, there's no value, really, in anything that we've read today.
Right. You might want to proceed to 101.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I will do that. I mean, what about those snorting chargers? I mean, okay, so that's the football team has a thorough. Okay, I mean, other than that, I mean, are you asking us to I think Darcy says, sack that quarterback. that just made me laugh.
The snorting sounds like those chargers like to snort. What are they snorting?
Back then, it was probably some good opium. I don't know. Something grown in something grown in Saudi Arabia. Really, is something really growing there?
Yeah, I think what it's referring to is the noise that the horses make in
their legs. Yeah, I think it's the horses.
They get ridden really hard, you'll hear that.
Don't make that noise. Yeah, I know. I've heard it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for this very quick, fast, what did we do, 17 chapters?
We knocked out a lot. Well, it's because there's nothing in them. There's just no value of what we've been, that is just a horrible thing to say about anything that should be called scripture. But there really is no value. I mean, I'd be willing to bet that they hardly discuss any of these chapters.
All right, Jesus has a good one for you. Maybe we can do a best of the show on your birthday. Who knows?
When's your show? When's your birthday?
Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
We could probably do something like that.
I really was thinking that, but I really didn't expect us to go 17 chapters
I kind of surprised, to be honest. It's just there's so little of value and it's so nonsensical.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, what's up, Ed? You're a little late. I guess better late than never. Let me see. Is that Muhammad? Vision, Petra? I do believe that if there was a Muhammad, or regardless of that, the whole Islam thing started in Petra.
I believe that. I think that's true. From everything we're reading in the Quran, if we're just taking the Quran at what it says, there is no description of Mecca. There is a description of Petra.
Okay,
so,
remember that half an hour that we did, I think it was the last half hour of one of the shows where I previewed, I thought I was going to get in, that 20-something minute video from Dan Brubaker.
Yeah.
Where he mentioned Mecca being in that area where Quran is.
Yeah.
And he showed us where Quran is based on what the Bible
Which is Petra. I mean, that's the area where I'm Petra.
Right. I have to do a recap of this video. Okay. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, it is, I think I have time to watch my SEAL team. Okay. All right, well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, have a great day. Larry.
Come back on Saturday. The next show will be the end of this adventure that we've had for at least 6 months, if not more.
Wow.
When did we start this thing?
I think we started it in August or July.
Let me take a look. Let me go to my playlist. I got a Switch account. I'm at 605, so I need 395 to hit that magical level of 1,000. All right, let me go to my channel.
I got the series. You got them in reverse order. I don't know if you know that or not.
What do you mean?
When I hit the series last time I did it, it was all in reverse order. All right. Let's see. 10 months ago, we did the first one.
Okay.
It is almost a year. Wow. Yes. It's just 10 months ago. I didn't realize we've been doing this that long.
YouTube keeps changing the homepage.
And it's funny because this was all, when I first looked at it, this was in reverse order. Now it's in the right order, so I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. The first show should be at the end.
Right now,
I think it's showing.
Really, we've been doing this for since December 28th. Wow.
Is that
technical law? Yeah. Well, we've been faithful. Wow.
Yeah, and the only reason that we are actually where we're at is because we started doing like
four or five
shows a week.
Yeah.
Which we weren't doing that before.
Yeah, that's right. We were only going one a week. Yeah,
yeah,
one or.
We're only doing like one or two.
Yeah.
And then we started doing, I think it was 1 week where we almost did seven. I think we ended up doing five. There was one Saturday that I did a marathon that I think I went from like 12 to like, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night, so I don't even remember. I broke it up into, I think, 3 2-hour shows. Or maybe it was four. Which is another funny thing is I'm looking at my page and I don't see my dissecting the Quran playlist.
I'm seeing it. I'm on it right now.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it. Okay, it should be right after Cookies. Oh, here we go. Dissecting the Quran series. It's got a picture of, that's why I just saw it. It's got the picture of the guy from Leonardo's. And it won't let me connect it to the internet. So I click on it and it returns and says, connect to the internet. I am connected to the internet.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh, YouTube. Ooh. Yeah, so we are on, it got it in. On my end, it's got from episode 1 all the way down to, well, that's weird. It typically has it the other way around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't, it normally has it the reverse order.
Or you can do it where you sort it by the date that the shows were created. And where did you see the date?
I clicked on, it said 10 months ago.
It.
Yeah, and it said December 28th.
And that was a It just says 10 months ago. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and you click
so
on the 10 months.
Well, it would have been December, so...
It says December 28th, 2021.
It just says, sweet,
10
months ago.
Yeah, click on that, and you'll see the date.
Yeah, I learned something new. Sweet, December, yeah, you're right. December 28th.
Well, we have been busy.
I'm telling you, YouTube has been too advanced for me. Okay, so I guess we finished, we will finish next Saturday at 6 o'clock. Hopefully Osama will be there to end the show. And then I got to start writing the book.
I have a suggestion for that later on. Okay.
Yeah, we got to talk about that because the Quran just by itself, without anything, is 687 pages. Maybe 677 because there's stuff in there that I'm not going to need. But this is going to have to be done in like maybe a couple volumes. There's no way.
Yes, that's the point. Yeah. I mean, you can do that. You can do an entire set, keep it around 200 pages a piece, and you're fine. You know, it'd be smaller volumes, but, you know, that's the point.
Because I know some chapters are not going to be much that I'm going to be, you know.
Just like we went through all this, there was just so much to say. There's just no sense in it.
And the way it's going to be more pages, because you know the way that Osama has it, I'm going to have to do it where it's going to have to go one, then two, then three, then four, which is going to probably add at least almost half to it.
Hmm.
Because the way that it's right now, it's going to be hard for me to, I guess I could in brackets and in a different color or something. I don't know. I'll worry about that. Maybe that'll be my...
Formatting is something. When we start talking formatting, hopefully I'll have learned the extra skills by then.
Okay, folks. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, except for Marion. She can enjoy her early Wednesday. So, okay. Be safe. Be blessed. And just think about it. We're almost done.
Wow.
I know. All right. Let's end this. Oh. Can't end it.
You got to have your end show.
Got to do it all. I'm going to have to come out with a better one, but maybe I'll do one for the last show. Maybe even do a new intro. I feel like I'm sitting behind the news desk. All right, guys. You guys have a good one. Let me end the show. Man, what am I going to do?
Well, now you can prepare.
I'm going to have 40 extra hours every month.
So, you know what I'll say, Kufar? You can have that Sunday show if you want. Sunday or a Tuesday show, which if you want to do both, that's fine. I don't care. I think the way you put things together, that's what I've been doing, and I'm actually working on a couple different projects now, but it's not all of what you know. I mean, what we've done is we've gone through and we've asked good questions. And so I have a couple suggestions of what to do here. We can send this off to have it you can subscribe to a service, which is something I think should be done. And you can have this all transcribed that way. That's one way to do this.
Yeah, much
of it would cost. No, the service is free. I mean, you pay for the service, it does it all. You X amount of hours, so it could be done in a reasonable amount of time.
What are you talking about? You upload the video to the service, and then it gives you a transcript?
Yes. Wow. Not saying it's perfect, but you can go through and you have to look at it, yeah.
Okay, well, Because we've got, what, we've got about 11 months worth, probably over 100 hours.
Yeah. That would,
way over 100 hours, because we've done 60.
We're up to about, we're almost at 70 shows. Is 67 today?
Yeah, 67. And there are at least 2 hours.
So that's over 120 hours because we did a couple shows that. Yeah.
I know I did a couple shows that were 5 hours long.
Yeah, our first couple of shows were four or 5 hours.
So you're talking about somewhere between 140 and 150 hours.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's not a doubt.
Well, I guess we'll have to see how that goes. But Larry, you still here?
Yes, sir.
You know what? You don't even have to say when you could call it critical thinking meets the Quran. Can the Quran survive? That's the thing I would say. And the answer is no. The answer is just simply no. The Quran can survive. Allah swears by his creation. Something's wrong with him. He's been hitting the head too many times.
I'm looking at the election results, and it seems like the only number that's moving is the Democrats. The Republicans are